Logan Garrett here from Rainforest Radio in Costa Rica, welcoming you to the best environmental radio program in the U.S. It's time now for the Green Living Show with landscape architect, arborist, columnist, author, and speaker, my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Okay. Hello, everybody. November the 17th. This is an interesting day for me. Okay. Kevin started talking to me in the air, and I thought we weren't on yet. Sorry about that. Interesting day, November the 27th. It is the anniversary of my wife and I. We've been married 40 years, so welcome to my anniversary show. Telephone number to be with me, and we're going to talk about several things. Should be an easy time to get in. Everybody's traveling around Thanksgiving. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving weekend. Still going on. The number to be with me is 866-444-3478. We did our anniversary party, the two of us, in Las Vegas. I mentioned it last week a little bit, but we spent 3 days there, went to see some really good shows, and stayed in a great hotel, the Bellagio there. We've got some shots of some of that on the website. I've been out there before. We did something I'd never done in Las Vegas, and that's go to Hoover Dam, and we put some pictures of it. If you go out that way, I recommend highly that you go see the place. It's a very easy trip, very easy kind of a tour to do, because it's real close to Las Vegas, and it's not very big. The whole thing there is, I guess what strikes you is it's not as big a deal in some ways as you may have thought. It's an engineering feat that's incredible, and you get to go down inside the dam and see the new bridge that's been built. We didn't go up on it, but seeing it is kind of an interesting thing. I want to go back and find some of the photographs that some of the people have sent me in the past of the thing being built. It was really dramatic. They had these this beautiful array of cables holding it up as they were building the concrete span. And now it's just concrete, and it's not as impressive. It's really a good-looking bridge and impressive, but it's not as impressive as it looked when it was being built. It's kind of an interesting thing. But I would recommend going out there. We saw some great shows. We saw the two Cirque du Soleil shows that I would recommend. One was O, and the other Mystere. Judy and I were talking this morning about the fact that there's advertisement right now for a new one that's coming up. It's going to open out in San Francisco, I believe. It's called OVA, and I'm sure it'll be great. Some of them, and we were talking to our cab driver when we got out there about the Cirque shows, and he was saying that it was a great idea, and the ones that we had lined up to see, he liked a lot. And he said there's some that he didn't think that much of or didn't hear that much good about. Some of them are a little strange, to say the least. One that you need to be careful if you're planning a trip out there, unless you want to see something really off the charts wild, is called Zoomanity. But the ones that we saw, the O is over water, over and in water. And it's just spectacular. What the athletes, what these acrobats and athletes do, and dancers and all, is just, it's just unbelievable what they do. The shows are really terrific, and I recommend them highly. We also just got back from our annual golf tournament. We didn't win. Our team was Judy and Logan and me and our brother-in-law, Dave, Judy's brother, David. And we played awfully good, especially Logan and Judy. They knocked in putts. They knocked chips up close, knocked long shots on the green, all kinds of things, and they only play once a year. So those of you that don't play often, you might want to get out and take advantage of a little golf sometime. If you get a chance to set up a little tournament like we do, I'd recommend it. It's a lot of fun. Have a scramble where everybody hits the first shot, and then you go down and find the best of those shots, and everybody hits from there, and so on and so forth. So everybody, even people that don't play very well, can get to play, and it's a good way to enjoy the game of golf. We lost by a shot. We shot 7 under, 8 under won it, And we won a little prize, which was nice. Had a lot of fun with everybody. It was cold. We teed off. It was cold. It was 40, and the wind was blowing, and a little drizzling rain at first. Some people dropped out, and then the day turned out to be a beautiful day. So it ended up being great. Let's see, what else was I going to tell you about? I'm going to talk about food and health a little bit. If you want to call and talk about anything, gardening, food, health-related things, anything at all, that'd be fine. It's 866-444-3478. We have learned the hard way that sometimes having food that's really healthy for you during the holiday season is not all that easy to do. I've got some recommendations. Some of them are easy to do. What's hard is just the paradigm shift, getting people to stop doing something they're used to doing and switch over to something that works as well and is a whole lot healthier for you. The one that we've run into that we kind of laugh about and talk about with our relatives is this business of the potatoes and the skins on the potatoes. And one thing I highly recommend is like I've talked to you about in a lot of occasions, leaving the potato skins on is a good thing if it's organic vegetables. If it's not, that's where the toxins develop, and maybe that's how the idea of peeling the potatoes got started at some point. I don't know. Maybe with the toxins in there was a bitterness or something at the skin level, which would probably be the case. But with Irish potatoes, we recommend very strongly leaving the skins on. We have relatives, and that's they were our host. They don't like that idea. Our brother-in-law, Mark, who's in the landscape business here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and an organic contractor, by the way, had prepared the potatoes a couple of years ago with the skins on, added a lot of garlic, and they were wonderful. It was great. But others didn't like it. They liked it being done the way it was done in the past, and that's how a lot of people are, and that's fine. Sweet potatoes, same kind of thing. I don't like the sweet potatoes with all the sugar and the marshmallows added to the top. Other people do. They think that's just terrific, and once a year it certainly isn't going to hurt anybody's health, but to be healthier, especially if you do it on a fairly regular basis, is to do organic sweet potatoes that will have a natural sweetness where you don't need the sugar and you really don't need to add anything else other than butter. I recommend you know, organic butter and if you can get a raw, you know, unpasteurized butter, which is very difficult to do, that's even better. But there's nothing better than just a really good organically grown sweet potato with butter in it. And the best part about a sweet potato is at the end, when you've eaten all the meat out of the inside, you roll the skin up and eat it like a tortilla or tamale or something like that. And that's where the sugars concentrate, which probably means that's where the toxins concentrate too if you're not getting organically grown sweet potatoes. And I know for a lot of you it's hard to find those kind of things. Not all the grocery stores have them, but that's why I recommend you grow your own. And everybody listening to me can grow sweet potatoes and Irish potatoes. The Irish potatoes you put in the ground in January in the south. In the north, you're going to have to wait a little bit longer till the ground unfreezes. Get those Irish potatoes planted in the ground. I don't cut them up. I leave them whole. And you'll have a great crop if you've prepared the beds at all with the organic amendments that we recommend, compost and rock powders and sugars. It's as simple as that. You'll have terrific production, have fun, and have a great healthy food. The sweet potatoes, you have to wait till it's hotter. It's a warm seed, much, much warmer season kind of a vegetable. You can grow them from the little slips that you can grow yourself by putting a sweet potato countersunk in water or moist potting soil in sprouts that grow. You separate them, and that's what you plant out in April or whenever the soil and the air temperature is warm enough to plant grass seed when it's up into the 70s, and that's when you get those started. And if you haven't done it before, it'll be fun, and you'll be amazed at the food value. And, well, you won't notice the food value as much as just the taste. The taste is incredible. Sugars, we talk about quite a bit. Sugars, white sugars, are something that we all eat. We all eat cookies and cakes and all that kind of thing, and just don't overdo it. If you can, try switching over and do switch over as much as you can to honey being the sweetener for drinks, teas and coffees and various things, and also oatmeal and also other baked goods and whatever. It just requires a little bit of a change of attitude and maybe a little bit of change of timing and how much you use for honey to be the great substitute it can be. Honey's great for your health, great antioxidants, great for helping with allergies and things like that. And you want to use raw, natural, local honey. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. One of the most common recommendations I make for people who are trying to increase the plant growth, especially plants that are having problems, is to use Thrive by Alpha Bio, containing beneficial bacteria and mycorrhizal fungus. And it's just remarkable what increased plant growth and health you'll see. Give it a try if you haven't already. For more information, go to alphabiosystems.com. That's 888-265-7929. Or check with your local retailer.
It's spring, and the deer are back dining on your garden delights. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to lost greenery. It's Deer Scram, America's finest deer repellent. Deer Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Deer Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Deer Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers, or visit DeerScram.com. That's DeerScram.com. Deer Scram, the name says it all. There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Howard Garrett for Greg Keeney and his affordable hearing staff. This is the company I recommend if you've had some hearing problems or if you've had trouble with hearing aids in the past. That's a fairly common thing. This is a better way to go. Telephone number for affordable hearing is 800-521-1592. You'll be able to take one of these high-quality hearing aids home and test for a while after you're getting your test from Affordable Hearing. Try it out for a week or so with no charge or obligations. You'll find locations for Affordable Hearing in Fort Worth, Dallas, Mineral Wells, and Weatherford. They can meet with you on Saturday or Sunday if that would help. Their helpline is available 7 days a week to answer your questions, and also the number to set an appointment. It's 800-521-1592. 800-521-1592. They have the best quality equipment and the best prices for that equipment. That's why the name is Affordable Hearing.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which can leach into your food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid nonstick pans, pots, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although nonstick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid aluminum pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into the food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. Ohira had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. Ohira discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. Ohira concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Plant the seeds of vitality and good health with Dr. Ohira's Probiotics. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Feel the Dr. Ohira difference.
All righty, Howard, back with you. One final thing on the nutrition type things, and we'll get to the phones here. That's a simple thing for you to do is avoid one specific sugar. It's the poison of the week, one of the features that we do on a weekly basis, in addition to the creature feature and the plant of the week and all that kind of thing, which you need to check out on dirtdoctor.com. But the high fructose corn syrup is the poison of the week, and yes, it is a poison in many ways. It's the worst form of sugar that you can take, and it's not just, hyperbole. We've got the links there connected to all the backup that you should need to make the same decision that I've made, and that's not do any products that contain that product at least as much as you possibly can. If you start looking at labels, you're going to be fascinated to see how many products high fructose corn syrup is in. It's cheap. Way to make take corn and turn it into sugar, and you need to learn more about it. It's a really big deal. The GMO problem, the genetically modified engineering, is part of the problem, but just the processing of making this sugar ends up with something that you really don't want to be putting in your body. The other thing, those of you that use diet drinks, there's even a bigger risk and a different kind of risk from the aspartame and the various artificial sweeteners that are there. Well, what do I recommend for sweeteners? Honey, locally grown honey. Get it from wherever you are. Get it from somebody that's there that's doing and raising the bees and selling raw honey, and hopefully they're using an organic program. If they're not, you can give them the suggestion of coming to our website and coming to our show and learning about how we do things here. But it would be a very important big step for you to go toward being healthier. One final little note, too. We talked briefly in the first hour about this. When you buy nuts, if you possibly can, buy nuts that have been packaged and are in a refrigerator in the grocery store. Nuts of all kinds, walnuts, pecans, pistachio, you name it. Any kind of nut can go rancid pretty quickly. Cool temperatures, cold temperatures like refrigerator, really shuts that down and is a great benefit. So if you can buy them that way, that's best. If not, at least when you buy nuts and bring them home, put them in the refrigerator. We don't do that as often as we should, but we'll try to do better this year and you guys as well. The clean water we talk about all the time, more information on our website. All those kind of things you might start jotting down on your list for your New Year's resolutions to do some things that are simple, really don't take that much change, and will really improve your health and your family's health for this next year. To the phones, James in Dallas, first up this hour. Hello, James. What's going on?
Hello.
Hey.
Yes, good morning. I just want to know your comments on sulfur for maybe controlling insects around the house and possibly the garden.
Well, sulfur is an okay material to use in a way. It's a naturally occurring material. It's a single element product, which you always have to be careful using, James, because if you use a single element product like that and you put out a little bit too much, you do a lot more damage than good. And, for example, sulfur, when you use it exterior, in an exterior way, for changing the pH of the soil or trying to control a disease with it or an insect, if you put out a very small amount, two pounds per 1,000 square feet or less, 1 pound would be better, you actually stimulate life in the soil. There's sulfur used at a low level will stimulate beneficial microbes. If you use it a little heavier than that, it starts killing them. It starts killing the life in the soil. And if you use too much, like is recommended by some people to really strongly change the pH of the soil, it creates a soil sterilant effect. So you see what I mean? It's how much you use. And as a result, I don't recommend it that much because I'm always worried about people using too much of it.
Right.
There's a gardener couple over in Fort Worth that maintain a big, beautiful garden that's organic and everything. And they like sulfur to dust on the roses to control insects and diseases. And if you do it at a light level, even during the summer, it doesn't burn and it works well. It's just that I find that plant wash and bio wash and Garrett juice with one of those products in it works as well or better, and you don't have a dusty residue on the plants and there's no danger of burning.
I also heard something about, somebody told me about, you could even dust your dogs for fleas and ticks with that. Is that good?
You can, but again, if it's too much, that's if they licked up a whole lot of it or something like that, you follow me, it could end up being a problem. If it's dusted lightly on them, it could be a beneficial thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I need to know. And one more thing, you was talking about honey. I love honey, but I got to thinking, what about people with diabetes?
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing. We've talked about that with some experts. If for whatever reason, it's not as big an issue in the for our problems with diabetics as other kinds of sugars are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All righty.
It's better in every way.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling. Yeah, it's there are some people that have trouble with honey. There's somebody allergic to almost everything out there, but in a lot of cases, it's the preservatives and it's the artificial way it was made that causes the allergic reaction rather than the base material. A lot of people will, and I do too, take a big old spoonful of honey just straight in the morning. It's kind of shocking the first time you do it, but it's a very beneficial sugar. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
Clean, pure water is crucial to our health. Aquasana home water filtration products have been voted Best Buy by Consumers Digest 6 years in a row. Visit Aquasana.com today to receive the Dirt Doctor special of 20% off factory direct purchases. Use the promo code Dirt Doctor at checkout to receive your 20% discount, free same-day shipping, and a free Aquasana glass water bottle. Order now by going to Aquasana.com. That's A-Q-U-A-S-A-N-A.com. And make sure to use the Dirt Doctor promo code. Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit howardgarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Okay, Howard, back with you. Let's talk to Chaz in Salina, Texas. Hello, Chaz. What's going on?
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, sir. What's up?
Well, me and my wife is wanting to plant some pomegranate trees.
Okay.
And she said she supposedly heard or read that, well, the area we live in, there was not a lot of trees around or nothing. So we get wind constantly, and the wind blows on average, I'd say, between 20 to 35 miles an hour all the time.
Okay.
She said that she heard that when you plant the pomegranate, they almost have to have a protective area. You can't plant them out in the open.
Well, that's probably a little bit true and false. Any plant doesn't like to have just, you know, solid, hard winds blowing on it all the time. It'll tend to deform the plant and all that. But on the other hand, pomegranate can grow in some pretty severe conditions. I've got a really big one at home in Dallas. We grew them in Pittsburgh, Texas, over in East Texas when I was a kid. People of north of us up into Oklahoma for sure, and probably further north than that, have no problem growing them in really harsh weather. So under an organic program, Chaz, they're pretty durable, and they'll produce a lot of grapefruit.
Okay. Now, my second question to you is this. I've been doing some research, and I'm looking at all the different nurseries around. Can you recommend a nursery in the Dallas-Fort Worth area? Well, preferably up around McKinney or Frisco that would carry pomegranate plants.
You're just going to have to call around. I don't know offhand who has them in stock. Generally speaking, they will all have at least some. Here's the rub, though, about that. Some of the varieties of pomegranate in the retail stores are under the name Wonderful. Now, Wonderful can, depending on where it was propagated and grown, it can produce fruit. But on the other hand, in some cases, it'll just produce big old beautiful red flowers and never produces fruit very well. It'd be good to just call around, see who has some in stock. They don't cost very much to start with a 1 gallon or 5 gallon plant and see if it produces for you in a couple of years, which it should. If it doesn't, keep your eye out around when you're traveling for pomegranates that are producing and see if you can get a cutting off one that is actually producing fruit. They propagate from cuttings pretty easily. They'll sprout from seed pretty easily, and you can grow your own that way also and may probably have a better chance of real good fruit production.
Okay, but just stay away from the Wonderful variety.
Well, now, even it will have fruit sometimes, but I get an awful lot of reports from people who said they bought the one called Wonderful and it never produced any fruit. Now, it may be also that they're not using an organic program. If you use the organic fertilizers and drench the soil with Garrett juice and this microbe product called Thrive, that'll help push any plant into flower and fruit production.
Okay, so, excellent.
So give all that a shot. If the first one doesn't succeed, get a cutting and from one that is producing, and it'll be 100% chance that one will produce fruit.
All right, that's what I needed, though. Okay,
thank you for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
By the way, I sent some people some seed that I promised from my jujube and Mexican buckeye and from ginkgo. I got one or two still to do, and I had mentioned that I might be able to do pomegranate. I really messed up this year on my pomegranate. I left them on the tree too long, and when I harvested them, they had already gone so far into maturity that the seed did not hold up because we were out of town and lots of stuff. Totally my fault, just mismanagement on my part. But I don't this year have seed for you. I do have some little seedlings coming up, and I'm going to pot them up and get them growing in some other areas. So in future years, we'll have a seed source, a propagation source for some nurseries to grow the pomegranate that is, you know, very, very productive, has a lot, you know, several hundred fruit on it every year, and help you out that way. Nancy in Irving is next. Hello, Nancy.
Hi. How are you?
Doing great.
Hi, little. What's his name?
Tater. Tater's. Yeah. Tater's doing great, but Tater's—he's still Tater. You know, he's still a handful. He's still a puppy.
I'm calling about bananas. I cannot find any USA grown bananas, and they're all like Guatemala and all this, that, and the other. And I was telling your screener that, you know, I've been wondering. I don't like to buy things that are not grown in this country. And yet you see more and more that are growing outside the country. And anyway, I haven't bought bananas in weeks and weeks because of it. Yesterday, I was in a very well-known grocery store, and I found these bananas boxed in Del Monte boxes. I always thought Del Monte was an American company.
No, I think Chiquita and Del Monte have growing operations all over the world. The problem that you've got with your idea, Nancy, is that bananas need a truly tropical climate, and we don't really have that in this country. We can get freezes, you know, even in Florida and the lower part of Texas and everything, and I guess that's what holds them back from growing them. They'll grow here. They'll grow in San Antonio and produce bananas, but I guess the people in agriculture want a fail safe. They want a situation where they know they're not ever going to have any frost if they plant, you know, millions of dollars worth of investment in bananas in the United States. What you might do is check with the citrus grower down in the valley. And I'm drawing a blank. I'll try to do a search on him before I get off the air today. He's on the organic board with me down at TDA, and I'm drawing a blank on what his name is. But he's the only certified citrus grower in the valley. His name's Holbrook. I can't think of the name of his company. I'll have to pull it up in a minute. So keep listening, and I'll try to throw it out there. You might be able to call him, his company at least, and they might be able to tell you who in the valley or who in Florida might have some U.S. grown bananas.
Well, you think, you know, some of these buyers would know that, and you know, I've been raised with the idea, you know, that they use pesticides that we outlawed in this country years and years ago, and that they just aren't safe. What is your take on that?
Well, if it's organic, they supposedly should be safe. Can you absolutely, without any question, guarantee that? No. You just have to trust the controlling entities in those countries and also the people that import the fruit, the certified fruit, and that they're doing their inspections and making sure that it's holding up. I just pulled up this thing. Let me see if I can find this name real quickly for you here. I don't see it offhand. I will. I'll find it at the break, and I'll just keep.
Well,
listening.
No hurry. I know you're busy. I can call your office this week and find out.
Well, I'll put it on.
Is there another potent source of potassium other than bananas that you know of?
Well, there's a good source of potassium in a whole lot of different fruits and vegetables. It's just a good blend. But bananas are famous for having that real high level. Uh-huh. I'll put it on the air because a lot of people are probably wondering the same thing. So I'll try to look it up here in a minute and throw it on the air for you.
Okay, can I ask you another quick question?
Sure.
You know, I have all these cannas, which you don't like. last night the frost got the leaves, and they're all turned brown. Should I cut those leaves off, or is it okay to leave them on and just let them, you know, diminish on their own? Or what?
I'd cut them off because they look bad. I'd just cut them off flush with the ground and throw mulch over the top and let them come back out and be pretty for you next year.
Okay, but I don't have to cut them off, or it's best?
You don't have to, but I sure would recommend it.
Yeah. Okay, good. Thanks,
right.
Howard.
Talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
And I don't dislike cannas. I don't know where that came from. It's a excellent perennial in some cases. I don't have enough sun to grow any at our place right now. A number, and we got an open line for you, is 866-444-DIRT-3478. Here's Ben in Roanoke, Texas. Hey, Ben.
Hey, how you doing? Happy holidays.
Thank you.
I have a problem you know, that nobody else has, I guess, because everybody thinks these creatures are beneficial. They may be beneficial. I mean, they eat a lot of bugs, but the bugs that they eat don't cause as much damage as the ginkgos do.
Well, I don't agree with you on that. What damage do the geckos cause for you at your place?
They climb up into the wall. If you have a little hole anywhere in the wall, they'll climb up into the wall. They bring dirt up in the wall. I don't know how they do it, but we took the sheetrock off, and man, there was nothing but dirt. Between the 2x4s, there was nothing but full of dirt.
Well, I don't think the lizards did that. I think probably some kind of insects or termites or something else did it, and the geckos were probably in there eliminating that pest for you and doing you a good job. I don't recommend killing them at all. If people have them in the house and they're a pest, you could catch them easily. They're just really, really very, very beneficial in every way because they eat pest insects. But if you don't like them, just scoop them up and toss them outside. If you have to kill them, you do, but I certainly wouldn't recommend that.
But, I mean, they even bring dirt up to the attic. And I've had a rotted place up on the attic and I replaced the plywood. And down below it, on the ceiling, they had a bunch of eggs. You know, they come out of an egg, right?
Yes, they do lay eggs, uh-huh.
Yeah, and they lay a bunch of eggs, man. All you see is the shells of the eggs.
Well, I've seen the eggs a lot of times. In fact, I've reared them out in containers, and I've never seen any soil associated with the eggs or with the geckos. I think the soil that you're seeing is coming from insects and other things, and the that's why you're seeing a lot of geckos around, is that they're helping to control those things. But if you have to do something, do it, but kind of take a look at it and make sure they're not helping you control some pest and really being more beneficial than you realize.
Is there anything that I could use to kind of so they would go to the neighbors instead of mine?
Well, orange oil sprays have a repelling quality, and they probably wouldn't like it that much, and it wouldn't hurt them that much. So try some orange oil and see if you can repel them and get them to go over and help your neighbor.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to have to run. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. For those of you that want more information about this natural organic lifestyle that we talk about, send us an email and we'll send you our free weekly newsletter. It comes out if you simply give us your email address. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com and you'll get it every week, hopefully on Tuesday.
Lately, there's been a buzz about probiotics, but some of us are still left wondering what they are and why they're so important. The term probiotic refers to dietary supplements or foods that contain beneficial or good bacteria, comparable to those normally found in your body. These good bacteria are depleted by the stresses of everyday modern life. Probiotics help to keep your digestion healthy and boost your overall immune health. In order to maintain the correct ratio of good to bad bacteria, it's necessary for us to supplement our diets with a high-quality probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus is a pioneer of probiotic supplementation. Each capsule contains superior natural ingredients, and no refrigeration is required, making it perfect for traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Munster Natural Pet Foods are very special products for your very special pets, dogs and cats. These products have all the good things. More flaxseed, the richest source of omega-3 in any pet food out there. Natural preservatives throughout the product. Citric acid, rosemary extract, and natural tocopherols. Not just in the fats, as with a lot of dog foods, but throughout the product. Munster Natural is loaded with vitamins and minerals. The blend gives your dogs and cats the most beautiful coats you've ever seen. Munster Natural comes in three different rations for dogs. Red bag for puppies, mothers, and athletes. Green bag for normally active dogs. And the blue bag for seniors and less active dogs. Latest addition is the yellow bag, which is the chicken and rice formula that contains no wheat or corn. Munster Natural cat food has the same basic special ingredients for your pets. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, recommending highly Munster Natural dog food and cat food.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
This spring, keep your lawn in shape with quality outdoor power equipment from Steel. Clear leaves and yard debris with the Steel BG55 handheld blower, just $149.99. Great for quickly cleaning driveways, sidewalks, and hard-to-reach places, the BG55 is a reliable handheld blower at an affordable price. And tackle tough spring weeds with the FS45 grass trimmer. Lightweight and well-balanced, this trimmer makes lawn care a breeze. And at $149.99, you get more value for your money. Get the job done with the Steel MS-170 chainsaw. This reliable, lightweight saw is ideal for your home wood cutting needs. And the anti-vibration system allows for comfortable operation. Now just $179.99 with a 14-inch bar. Check out the full line of Steel outdoor power equipment and discover the difference a Steel can make. See your local Steel dealer today or visit steeldealers.com. That's S-T-I-H-L dealers.com. All prices and promotions are BME SRP. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Sugar can ruin your health. Here are a few good reasons from Nancy Appleton, PhD, who wrote Suicide by Sugar. Sugar can suppress the immune system. It can cause hyperactivity, anxiety, difficulty concentrating, and crankiness in children. Sugar interferes with absorption of calcium and magnesium. It can increase cholesterol. It can weaken eyesight and can cause hypoglycemia. It can cause premature aging, tooth decay, and contribute to obesity. Sugar can cause arthritis. It can cause asthma, gallstones, and heart disease. Sugar can lead to periodontal disease. Sugar can contribute to osteoporosis. It can cause headaches, including migraine. It can cause liver tumors. And sugar can cause cataracts. To learn more about living a more natural and healthy lifestyle, visit DirtDoctor.com today. You'll find helpful topics and wonderful products that will help you live better, have more fun, and save money, including information on why to avoid sugar, especially high fructose corn syrup.
All righty, Howard, back with you. A couple things we were talking about off the air, and caller called in with a comment about the fact that the listener that wanted, the caller that wanted to find a U.S. grown bananas, you could get them from Hawaii because that's the USA. I don't know if they ship. I know they ship some stuff from Hawaii to the mainland. Don't know what the economics of all that is. I was told when we were in Hawaii that a lot of the fresh fruit there was shipped over here, but I don't know if it all ends up staying in California or what. I don't remember seeing anything in the grocery stores around here that said that it came from Hawaii, but that'd be one thing to look into. The citrus grower down in the valley that I was trying to think of, the name of the company is South Tex Organics. Dennis Holbrook is the guy that's the owner. They do a lot of different produce, but kind of specialize and got started with citrus, with oranges and grapefruit, and they may know somebody that's into bananas, so I would check with them. They're in Mission, Texas, and they've got a website. It's South Tex Organics. And if somebody has more information about produce and bananas specifically from Hawaii, let us know, and we'll add that to the dialogue. Open line for you at 866-444-3478. Daryl next up in Lancaster. Hey, Daryl.
How you doing?
Doing great. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, sir. It was quite the spread. So, speaking of food,
hope you behaved yourself somewhat. I did.
I did.
Sort of.
Yeah, I don't eat like I used to. I mean, even on big meals like that, I did a really cool little plate of a lot of everything. I mean, a little of everything, but that's a lot. But after
you're
done.
Yep. All good.
So, all right. So my question has to do with the basil, because due to poor management on my part, even though I bought the floating row cover, I did not get it out over there, over everything before the frost, and the basil looks very unhappy. Can you still cook with unhappy basil?
Well, yes. If it has ruined it and it's turned brown, it's not going
to
have much
flavor
or food value left in it. But if there's any green left at all, just trim the dead off, you know, the burned off, and use it. I haven't seen mine yet. We got back late last night, and I'm going, and I didn't get the floating row cover out. I started doing it myself, and the wind was blowing, and I said, the heck with it. So I'm going to
get. Exactly. That's what I did. It was really a miserable night. I'm like, I'm not
yeah.
doing it.
I just didn't have anybody to help me with it. And so I'm going to see how well the green tomatoes, and there were 100 and something of them on two, basically a couple of big plants.
Wow,
and,
really?
I had a lot of basil that we cut back severely the other day because it was shading out some of the cauliflower and cabbage and broccoli and things like that. And none of that should have been hurt at all. But the basil, the tomatoes, let me see what else is probably going to be in trouble in my place. The lima beans probably will be fine. They've been producing like crazy. The loofahs were still looking good. The foliage may get all burned on them, which is fine. You just leave the loofahs on the plant to mature. Grapes will have a good, nice, pretty fall color, and they'll be gone. The okra we had already taken out. So for the most part, we're into the onions and the garlic and the cool season stuff, and it's all looking really good. Green tomatoes may or may not be okay. Basil's probably gone. I'll find out later today.
Well, speaking of sunlight, I really have decided that now that I've done this one-year experiment with where I had the garden, first of all, there was just too much gravel under it. I think the whole front of this property used to be, or at least that side, used to be a gravel drive. There's lots of places where you hit too much of it. And while I thought it was going to be good for the strawberries, I don't know that overall it was good for anything. But second, having watched how the sun worked for the whole season on that spot, I just don't think it's enough.
Well, the more sun, the better for any kind of food crops, with a few exceptions. Peppers and some of the leafy things can take some shade, especially in the afternoon. I tell you what you might want to look into, Daryl. If that used to be a driveway, it's going to be real compacted, and you may need to take a post hole digger or an auger and dig down through the hard pan layer. And then fill it full. The best thing to fill it full of would be lava gravel. And that'd cost more than regular gravel. That'd be the second best choice, is some kind of a granular, angular, hard gravel like a limestone.
Right.
Lava would be better. But if you penetrated that hard pan just in several spots, you'll see that growth will increase tremendously, plus the fact it'll let the microbes be allowed to transition up and down and probably break up the rest of the hard-packed area over a period of time.
So that makes sense. So in other words, I've just been keeping all my microbial activity up on the surface. It's not getting down past that. That makes sense.
Oh, yeah. It'll hit that hard pan like a piece of steel and lay right there. And that not only is a problem from just drainage, percolation, and things like that, but also your fertilizer elements will hit that line right there and just accumulate right there. And even if you're using organic products like you are, you're going to have too much in one spot. Those of you out there using synthetic fertilizers and pesticides, all those toxins will accumulate right on top of that hard pan, and that's what kills your plants very slowly usually, but will do a great job at it.
Makes perfect sense. Well, there's a pan flute. Great show, Howard.
Thank you, Daryl. Talk to you later. And those of you holding, hang on. I'll talk to you real quickly before I get away. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Enjoy the rest of your Thanksgiving weekend. Looks like we've got some great weather to finish off on, especially here in the South. Wherever you are in your country, enjoy your gardens, and don't forget to feed the birds, and I'll see you later.